Hey there, it's Amrita, and it's been a not so lazy Saturday morning in my bed. So I recorded an audio, and this is my disclaimer. All right, so I want to go on record by saying that I am very much into consensual, non-consensual sessions with a partner, but only one that I trust implicitly with my body. Oh, I'm hungry. Okay, my belly's grumbling. So I, I'm really into it. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. It's intense, to say the least. But that, is also a challenge for me. Because while I have never been raped, I have been assaulted by men more than once. And I've really have fought hard to stand my ground that my sexual power is my own. And they don't get to take that from me. So last night, I had a potential incident happen. I went to a concert, totally dressed, super sexy, like, I had a guy who saw me stop just before going up the stairs to let me go ahead of him in such a gentlemanly way. So I made sure to just go a little slower for him. Oh, my belly's really grumbling. Anyways, so I get it. My ass is amazing. And that's awesome. I'm glad you appreciate it. But, I was feeling really good last night. Went to see my favorite band. Had the driver, after the concert, take me to the bar that I hang out at so much. The bartenders adore me, and I don't need to pay for alcohol. And they like to drink with me. And I like to drink with them. And in a very short span of time before last call, I had, I'm going to say, 2 drinks too many. But it was weird because I also got a text from my late night friend who's up in the middle of the night all the time. He was in my neighborhood. He was going to go grocery shopping in the middle of the night. I was like, I want to go grocery shopping with you. I'm drunk. The bar's closing. I don't want to go home yet. And so he picked me up from the bar and we went to the grocery store. Now I'm going to side note real quick here. This man was present after the fact of me getting assaulted at PantheaCon 1 year. And I was running a hospitality suite, and everyone got kicked out except for him. And he's the one person in this world that I trust with my body. So he sat in that room with me so I could fall asleep. Yeah, that's the kind of person he is. So here we are. It's 2 something in the morning, almost 3 in the morning, I guess. And we're just tooling around the grocery store. He's shopping, and I'm just being a giggly hot mess. And it was fun. And because, you know, I live right there, I was like, I'm going to walk home. He's like, I don't want you to walk home. No, I'm going to walk home. And he's like, okay, tough guy, you do what you want. And so I did. And all the way home, I lit up a joint. I'm walking and I'm smoking and everything's good. It's a gorgeous night out. And it's the full moon and I'm walking under the full moon and just moon bathing as I walk. And I cross the street. And once I hit the curb, I come around the corner there to go down the street towards my home. And there's a guy standing right there, hidden by a van, which is already creepy enough as it is, smoking a cigarette. And I just, before I knew it, I was like, lovely moon tonight. You know, just kept walking, realizing that he was going to watch my ass as I walked away, because he's human. And I just kept walking. I didn't want to hide, but I didn't want to engage. And then I get down to the end of the block and there's another guy sitting on a bench having a cigarette. And okay, cool. Hey, have a good night. And I turn the corner and I start walking towards my apartment. And I enter the driveway and I go up the stairs. And once I reached my floor, something told me to stop and look at the street. And I did. And there he was. The guy who was the one who was on the corner smoking, the first guy I ran into. He followed me home. And I mean, I know he tried to say something to me, like, hey, you know, but I was just like, fuck off, whatever. It's the middle of the night, I'm drunk. I don't know. I want to go home and eat my chips. I had a bag of chips. And that's it. Maybe he just wanted my chips. But no, he followed me home. And he saw me see him. And he turned around. And he walked away. And as soon as I felt safe enough that he was not able to see where I was walking to, I went into my house. And I shut my door and I locked all my doors. Or all my locks. My windows are closed. It's hot in hell in here. And I'm terrified. Because a man just followed me home. Sad thing is that's not the first time that this has happened to me. In the daytime, at the grocery store, following me to my car, following me through stores. One guy even followed me like 30 miles in a car once. Not kidding. I ended up getting off the road and stopping at a gas station and running into the gas clerks saying, please help me, I'm being followed. As my guardian friend tells me, he says, this happens to, he's like, I don't know any woman that this happens to as much as it happens to you, as you. It's ridiculous. So, yeah. So it's a real thing. This is a real thing that affects real people's lives. And yet, when it's consensual, it can be a beautiful experience. It can be a really beautiful experience when shared with someone that you trust, that you could explore the darker corners of your sexuality and have it be amazing. But the threat to women is very real. So don't take my audio lightly, nor any other audio lightly, because there are women out there who will suffer rape, assault, violence, And it's not consensual. And it's not okay. Yeah. So I give props to all of the artists who do rape audios or consensual, non-consensual audios. It's intense. And I hope what I have created today is held within a safe container to explore a perversion. And my breakfast really needs to get here because I'm so hungry. That's awkward. Yeah. So, enjoy, I think, is the the point. And yeah. I have a feeling that you'll find more of these audios coming from me soon. For sure.